بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوصني. قال: لا تغضب. فردد مرارا قال: لا تغضب لا تغضب. رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that a man said to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: advise me. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: do not become angry. The man repeated his request for counsel several times, and each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not become angry. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, anger spoils a person's iman, just like how the aloe plant destroys the sweetness of honey. So this plant is so bitter, and honey, you know, is extremely sweet, but this plant is such that it spoils the entire honey. So just like that, this anger spoils a person's iman. One is the ultimate, that in that fit of rage, in that anger, a person utters such statements that he literally loses his iman. Allah protect us. And also serious is that in that when that anger is not controlled, then what not a person does. How many instances we hear where a person gives his wife divorce because of this uncontrolled anger. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, do not become angry. What is meant by this is that doesn't mean that we should, the anger is something which is natural. It doesn't mean that a person won't get angry, but it means that a person's anger should be under control. So the question arises how we practice on this hadith. So this is the answer, that obviously automatically if something makes us happy, we become happy. If something angers us, triggers our anger, we will become angry. But what is meant is we shouldn't exceed the bounds when it comes to our anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah is all-knowing. And Allah understands, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands that for our survival, our maintenance, we require certain things. Food, drink, etc. And on the other hand, we also need, there are certain harmful elements where a person needs to defend himself. Thieves, robbers, etc. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two qualities within a person. That al-quwwatu shahawiyya and al-quwwatu al-ghadabiyya. Al-quwwatu shahawiyya is that quality, the strength of desire that takes care of the things that we require. For things we mentioned now, for example, food, drink, clothing, etc. And al-quwwatu al-ghadabiyya, the strength of anger that helps us when it comes to those things that are harmful. Like how we mentioned now, where a person will defend himself when it comes to some harmful creature or thieves, robbers, etc. So this is natural, and when it exceeds the bounds, then this is what is meant when this al-quwwatul ghadabiyya, the strength of anger, when it exceeds the bounds, then this is when a person will be practicing, going against this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that la taghdab. Sometimes anger is needed also. For example, when it comes on going to the battlefield, facing the enemy. So this is a natural quality, but it has to be controlled. So how do we control this? How we get this under control? The heart, the ulama mentioned that the heart has to be dhakir. It has to always be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main thing in order for us to get this anger under control. That we have to always be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we get this? There are many, many points mentioned, but few of them, excessive dhikr, then recitation of Quran, visiting the graveyard, remembrance of death, all these things will help make the heart dhakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart is ghafil, then we find that this al-quwwatul ghadabiyya exceeds the bounds. And sitting in the company of the pious, the ulama, mashayikh, this will help us make our heart dhakir. And together with that, some advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us in the hadith of how a person can control his anger. Seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan. I want to read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا لَذَهَبَ هَذَا عَنْهُ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Verily, I know a statement that if he were to say it, his anger would leave. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan the rejected. And the other thing is, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, remain silent. وَإِذَا غَضِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْكُتْ. When one of you is angry, he should remain silent. And the other advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we learn from the hadith, is make wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-ghadab min al-shaytan, wa inna al-shaytan khuliqa min al-nar, wa inna ma tutfa'u al-nar bil-ma, fa'idha ghadiba ahadukum falyatawadda." Anger comes from the devil. The devil was created of fire, and the fire is extinguished only with water. So when one of you becomes angry, he should perform ablution. And the other advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, sit or lie down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إذا غضب أحدكم وهو قائم فليجلس فإن ذهب عنه الغضب وإلا فليضطجع. When one of you becomes angry while standing, he should sit down. If the anger leaves him, well and good. Otherwise, he should lie down. So this requires some mujahada. Obviously, when a person, somebody, his anger will be provoked, and it often happens that when the person is somebody below us, or we in authority, then we'll vent our anger. Mashaykh always mention that if somebody is senior to us, or somebody has greater authority over us, then we won't vent our anger. So this, it will be tested. So this requires mujahada, and it's a process. It requires effort. So, and we will be tested. So when these tests comes, then we should ponder over these ahadith, follow these advices, and think to ourselves that this person is always also a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, definitely there will be occasions where things will need to be said firmly and will need to be corrected, but the approach also. So, ponder over this ahadith. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Man kalama ghaydan wa huwa yaqdiru ala infadhi, mala Allahu qalbahu amnan wa imanan." That whoever swallows his anger and he is able to give vent to his anger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart with peace and iman, the sweetness of iman. Yeah, so one hadith, one incident, very beautiful incident mentioned of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. On one occasion he was reprimanding his servant. So his uncle, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, was near him. So he whispered into his ear. Hazrat Shaykh mentioned to that attendant of his, "How many times must I tell you?" He asked for forgiveness, but every time you're doing the same thing. So Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali whispered in his ear that the amount of times you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, that's how many times you must forgive the servant. So we should ponder over this also, that that person is also a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, definitely sometimes things need to be said firmly, a person will have to be corrected, but the approach as we mentioned, but we should make muraqabah of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm also the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah also want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. So like this, inshallah, these few remedies, these few steps, inshallah, with time, inshallah, a person will get this anger under control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice.